Welcome and welcome back, my kings and queens, my brothers and sisters. This is your girl Shanika L for those who are tuning in for the first time. So we're going to be continuing our Proverbs 31 Woman series. And in today's episode, my queens, are you ready now? We're going to be talking about what does it really mean to submit. Now, I know y'all, I know. We hear that word submit and we just want to cringe and we tend to run away from it, right? But that is because the world has painted a very distorted view of what it means to submit. So we're going to be talking about the true definition of submitting and debunking all of those lies that the world has taught us about submitting. So the first thing we're going to be looking at is what the definition means to submit according to the Bible, right? Submitting means to yield, resign, or surrender to the power, will, or authority of another. In other words, it means to commit to the discretion of judgment of another without resistance. Okay? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." Emphasis on the as. As is a huge word, y'all, because as means similar or like or while, during, or at the same time. In other words, you submit to your husband as you would do to the Most High. And your husband, listen, my queens, your husband is not supposed to make his wife submissive to ungodly and sinful practices. Being submissive does not equate to being treated like a slave. Being submissive is not a form of oppression. This is why it is so important, my queens, to learn to submit to the Most High God first. Because when he does send your husband, it will become natural for you. And see, my queens, like I stated before, the reason why we have a problem with submission is that this world paints a negative picture of submission, right? And it's because so many people in this world, number one, does not submit to God. We in a very godless world right now. Okay, and we have, number two, we have so many movements out there, especially the feminism movement, that dictates that submitting to your husband causes a woman to lose her liberty. And because of this misconception, many of us women view submission as a terrible thing. And y'all, and what happens in some marriages is that the woman wants to dominate the household, all the while abolishing the husband's role and position. And this leads to many households being out of order. So I'm gonna give y'all this analogy. For my true believers out there, when we submit to the Most High, do we feel like a slave? Do we feel like our liberty has been stripped away? Right? No. Matter of fact, I know for me, I cannot speak for everybody else. It's, you experience a true freedom. Like, you feel so free. Even though you may go through things, things may come at you, you might go through certain situations, but you still feel free. And the reason being is that in John chapter 8, verse 31 through 32, it says, "Then said Yeshua," or Jesus in English, "to those Jews which believed on him, that if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Yeshua, or Jesus in English, says that, "And if the Son say you are free, then you are free indeed." So there is a true liberty when we submit our lives and will to the Almighty, because God knows what's best for us, right? He will never lead us astray, right? So likewise with our husbands, whenever the Most High God do send us our husband, Now, I'm not saying, I'm not saying in no shape, form, or fashion that our husband would be equal to God, because, you know, we are all flesh. But if your husband submits to God, which he should, by the way, if God sends your mate, then if you submit to God before your husband comes, then it wouldn't be no problem for you to submit to your husband. If you know that your husband is being led by God, then Most High God will lead your husband, which in turn will lead you, and the children will follow, right? So now, key word here, y'all, for my queens out there. A husband that is sent from God will never abuse his position in the household. I'm going to repeat that. A husband of God will never abuse his position in the household. He will make sure to include you and won't make decisions without consulting you. And submission does not mean blind obedience. Okay, does not mean blind obedience. Blind obedience is basically when you're obeying somebody without testing their spirit first. You're just going along with what that person say. Even if that person is saying something very deceptive, you're still following after that person willingly. That is what blind obedience is. And this is, y'all, and when it comes to your God-given mate, your God-given husband, it's not going to have nothing to do with throwing away that everything that the Most High has instilled in you, like your gifts, your talents, or anything of the like. It has nothing to do with that. It's all to do with balance. You know how people say, what do you bring to the table? God brings two people together that will complement or complete. See, y'all, that is another misconception. People say, oh, you're supposed to be complete before your God-given husband comes. That is true to a certain extent. Now, I would say if you're looking to fill a void that only the Most High God can, yes, that has to be filled. The Most High God has to fill that void. But y'all, as a woman, we have that desire for our husband. And that is because we are incomplete without them. When we look at the word incomplete, it means not having all necessary or appropriate parts. Not full or finished or lacking a necessity part or component. Y'all, it doesn't have nothing to do with a missing void or anything like that. It's like, in a sense, you know that as a woman, you know you need your husband. It's a lot of things as women that we're not capable to do like men can. Just likewise with husbands, it's a lot of things that us women can do that men can't. And that's why I really don't agree with the feminism movement, because they tell you, oh, we can do everything a man can. Y'all, listen, true story. I tried to put up some shelves in my room, and I gave up because, you know, I'm like, you know, it is not in me to be trying to put up no shelves and using tools and all that stuff to try to put up nothing. Y'all, it's just like a man can't have a baby. It's things that men and women bring to the table that is so unique that one cannot do without the other. Right? So that's why, like I said, that's why a lot of us women have that longing, even when you are content with the father. This is why the Bible says the husband is the head of the wife. He is the head. Let's dive deeper.
Let's go a little deeper, y'all. If you look at how Christ is the head of the church, and the church is a representation of the body, which is why us believers are called the body of Christ. What would happen if the hair is cut off? The body would run wild, right? Going to and fro, going in all different kind of directions. Just like when they say you cut a chicken head off and they go running around. You know what they're saying? You're running around like a chicken with his head cut off. This is why we have that desire, my queens. Because we need them just as much as they need us. This is why the Bible says that it's not good for man to be alone. That's why the Most High created a helpmeet for him, which is a woman. Now, I'm not sure if it seemed like I got off topic, but I believe, and I truly believe, this have everything to do with submitting. If we recognize the husband position in our life and we realize the importance of how much we need them, it makes submission so much easier and natural. And not only that, y'all, it leads to a whole nother level of intimacy. I mean, think about it. The more we submit to the Father, the deeper our intimacy be with our Father. It's the same thing in the husband and wife dynamic. It is the same thing. That's why God desires a marriage between a husband and wife to mirror the relationship between Christ and the body of believers. Praise God. Praise God. Now, I'm going to hit y'all with some too. Just, you know how I just mentioned that we have that longing, y'all, that desire of wanting a husband or needing a husband, even if we're content with the Father. Now, what happens, and I know I'm not the only one, that when we wait on our mate and we may grow weary and impatient, don't we begin to wander to and fro, walking around looking for that God-given spouse? And sometimes we end up settling for that counterfeit because we just going to and fro, going to and fro, just like a chicken with his head cut off, going to and fro in all different kind of directions because we wonder where our God-given mate is. Come on now. But thank God for deliverance. Thank God for deliverance. And y'all, and this is not to say go ahead and go look. Nah, just go ahead, wait on the Father. Go ahead, wait on the Father. But that's just an analogy that I'm giving, because y'all, that desire for a husband is natural. That's all I'm saying, basically. That desire for a husband is natural. It becomes sinful when we desire it too much, where we idolize it. And that's when it's a problem. But anyway, just to kind of go back on topic. When the Most High gives our husband, and your husband knows that you're submissive, meaning that you would trust his authority, right? You would trust in the fact that you know your role as a wife, and you know his role as a husband, right? And you respect his position. That is a part of what submission is. And then in turn, y'all, if he see this in you, he can safely trust his heart with you. In Proverbs 31, in verse 11 and 12, it says, "The heart of a husband do safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." In verse 12, "She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." So he knows when you submit to him, he won't have to worry about you emasculating him. Come on now. He won't have to worry about you mistreating him. And honestly, y'all, when we look at women who emasculate their husbands and why they do this, it's because of submission. They don't want to submit to their husband. They want to overrun their husbands and want to dominate. And they want to wear the pants, as they say, right? But this is out of order. Now, the reason why, we're going to get into the reason why in just a minute. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1, it says that every wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman pluck it down with her hands.
How does this happen? When you destroy the head. When you destroy the head, you destroy the house. The husband is the foundation of the earthly family unit. With Yah up, with the Most High upholding it, of course, right? The Most High is upholding that family together. Now, this is not to say that the husband replaces the Most High as the foundation, but it's the Most High God, the husband, the wife, the children, and the dogs, cats, or all the different pets, and all they get, all those good things, right? But let's go a little deeper, right? So in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. The scripture tells us plainly, my queens, that our foundation has to be solid as a rock. We have to be so rooted in God first before he brings our husband. And once he do bring our husband, we must make sure we're not that foolish woman that plucks down the structure of our family down with our hands. Meaning that we have to make sure that we're not trying to dominate, that we're making sure that we're doing our part with maintaining our household. But this training, y'all, begins before God, even before he brings your husband, because like I say, we are already a wife. He just haven't bought our husband yet. Glory be to God. Y'all, if we tear our head down, the whole building, the whole family unit is destroyed. That's why it's a lot of households out there right now destroyed. Because we don't have no head. Now, we do have the Heavenly Father. Thank all praise to the Most High that us true believers have the Most High. But what about those people that don't serve God? That don't have God as their head right now? This is one of the main reasons why there is a lot of broken households right now. That's why they call a household that doesn't have two parents a broken household. There's a reason why they say that. That is the absolute truth. So, queens, if it's things that we need to work on, we need to work on them now. If you know you have money management problems, you need to work on budgeting. Come on now. I always say this, pray to God that he will prepare you for your God-given husband to be everything that man is praying for. Because that man is praying for certain qualities in a wife. And you want to make sure that you bring that. God is the one that prepared the table before our enemies. So God needs to be the one preparing that table. People say, yeah, what you bring to the table, and I just mentioned that. But God has to be the first he has to be the one to prepare that table first. Come on now, before y'all can even bring something to it. Ooh, all praise to the Most High God. Let him prepare the table. And in turn, y'all will bring something both that is so unique that will balance both of you out. And you two will complement and complete one another. Complement means to complete. Glory be to God. I hope that this word has blessed you. I know it's a little longer than our normal episodes, but I really hope that this message about submission have really, really made a difference. I hope that you all truly understand what it means to truly submit. Once we, and like I stated before, once we learn to submit to the Most High, submitting to our husbands will be natural. Submitting to our husbands will be natural. And your God-given mate, like I stated before, is never going to abuse his position. That feminism movement, it became in existence because it was a lot of men that abused their position as their husband. But y'all God-given mate is not going to do that. Because he will have a true fear of the Most High God in him. And he knows that he has to be very careful about how he treats you. He will know that. And a true man of the Most High, he will pray to the Most High to see how he is supposed to treat you. Glory be to God. I love each and every last one of y'all. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.